When Bethan is asked the Shaila about Tuma and Tara, or about Iser and Heter, the Gadol Shebedayanim, the biggest Chacham of the Dayanim, would say his opinion first. Only after that, the lesser Dayanim would say their opinion, as this is Derech Eretz, that a Katan B'Chachma would not speak out before the Gadol Shebechachma says his opinion. Dinei Nefashos Maschilin Min Hatzad. When Bezdin is discussing capital cases, they would start from the side, meaning to say the lesser Dayanim would say their opinion first. The reason being that the Chachamim were afraid that if the Gadol Shebedayanim would say his opinion first, if his opinion is that the person should be Chayav Misa, maybe the lesser Dayanim would be afraid to argue with him, and they would be Chayav the person Misa also, even if their opinion is contrary to the Gadol Shebedayanim. So therefore, the Chachamim said, the lesser Dayanim should say their opinion first. They will feel free to say whatever their opinion is, and only after that, the Gadol Shebedayanim would say his opinion. Hakol Ksheirim Lodun Dinei Mamonis. Anybody is kosher to be a dayan to judge monetary disputes, even a ger and a mamzer. Now that which a ger is kosher to be a dayan for Dinei Mamonis, that's only if his mother is a regular Yisraelis. Even if his father is a ger, he would be kosher to be a dayan. But if his mother is a geyuris, he would not be kosher to be a dayan. Ve'ein hakol Ksheirim Lodun Dinei Nefashos Elakornim Levim Bisraelim Hamasian Lakuna. Not everybody is kosher to be a dayan to judge Dine Nefashis. Only Kornim Levim and Yisraelim, that they could marry off their daughter to a Kohen, meaning to say that they have distinguished lineage, that a Kohen would marry their daughter. Only these people are kosher to be a dayan to judge Dine Nefashis. As for Dinei Nefashos, only Miuchasim are kosher to be Dayanim. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. Sanhedrin Haisach Gechatzi Gurin Agula Kidei Shiyuhu Roen Zezeh. The Sanhedrin, a Bezdin that judges Dinei Nefashos, would sit in a semicircle in order so that the Dayanim should be able to see each other while they are discussing the cases that are brought before them. Ushnei Sofrei HaDayanim Omdin Lefneim. The two sofrim, two scribes, would stand in front of the dayanim while they are discussing the cases. Echad miyamin, the echad mismal. One sofer would stand to the right of the dayanim, and the other sofer would stand to the left of the dayanim. Bekospin divrei hamizakin, bedivrei hamachayv. And the two sofrim would write down which dayanim want to be mizakin the baal din, that those dayanim think the baal din should not be chayv. They would also write down the reasons that the dayanim gave for their psak. They would also write down which Dayanim want to be Mechayev the Baal Din, together with the reasons those Dayanim gave, as we need two Sofrim in order that there should be two Edom that are made on what the Dayanim said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda says there were three Sofrim that stood in front of the Dayanim. Echad Kosev Divrei HaMezakin, the Echad Kosev Divrei HaMechayev. One Sofer would only write down which Dayanim want to be mezakeh the baal din, together with the reasons those dayanim gave, and one sofer would write down only the words of the dayanim that want to be mechayev the baal din, v'hashlishi kosev divrei hamezakin v'divrei hamechayev. The third sofer would write down both the words of the dayanim that want to be mezakeh the baal din, and also the words of the dayanim that want to be mechayev the baal din. As Rabbi Yehuda holds also that we need at least two sofrim on the words of the Dayanim, so that there should be two Edom on what the Dayanim said. Just Rabbi Yehuda holds that one sofer should write down only the words of the Mezakin, and another sofer should write down only the words of the Mechayvin. That way there's less chance that a mistake will be made when they transcribe the words of the Dayanim.